Good morning, everyone. The topic of today's shiur is going to be a very interesting shiloh that comes up in Hilchos Shabbos. And the question is whether you are allowed to send a package if you know for sure that it will be delivered on Shabbos. You go on Friday and you FedEx a letter, you overnight a letter, and you know that the delivery will take place on Shabbos. Is this mutter or is this usser because of the iser amira la'akom? You're not allowed to tell a non-Jew to do a malacha for you. Is this included in the Isser Amir La'akum? When you FedEx a letter, if you know it's going to be delivered on Shabbos. So the first thing that we should point out is that there is a very basic difference between two types of non-Jews who do work for you on Shabbos. There's a Schir Yoim, and there is a Kablan. A schir yoim is a non-Jew that is hired by time. You pay him by the hour. He works for you. That's a schir yoim. A kablan is a contractor. You pay him by job. He has a certain job that he's supposed to do for you. You pay him for the result for the job that he accomplishes. When it comes to a kablan, the halacha is much more lenient because he's essentially working for himself. The time is not yours. He's not working for you by time. He's not getting paid by time. He's getting paid by the job. And therefore, he could decide when to do his job. And as such, if he does the work on Shabbos, he's considered to be working for himself. He's not getting paid for the time. He's getting paid for the job. Therefore, he's going to be considered working for himself. And the halacha is much more lenient. Now, when you have, let's say, FedEx that you hire to deliver your letter on Shabbos, so they are not considered a schir yoim, they're not obviously getting paid by time, they're getting paid for the job. Therefore, they have the status of a kablan, and their halacha is much more lenient. Now, we are going to discuss briefly the basic guidelines that pertain to the shaila, and we're going to give this over in as clear a way, as clear as possible, so that this confusing sugya could be understood in a very simple and clear manner. Now, when it comes to a kablan, because he is really getting paid for the job and not for the time, the only time it's going to be usur is if you're kiveya melachtoy on Shabbos. If you specify that he works for you on Shabbos, that he does his job on Shabbos. Only if you're kiveya, you establish clearly that the malacha should be done on Shabbos, only then is it going to be aser. But if he does his work on Shabbos through his own volition, he decides to do it, but you don't obligate him to do so, it's going to be mutter on Shabbos. Now, according to this yisoid, if you go ahead on Friday or on Thursday and you send a letter, without making sure that it's an overnight package that gets delivered on Shabbos the next day. So it's certainly going to be mutter. Because since you didn't specify that it specifically should get delivered on Shabbos, so you weren't kaveh malachtai on Shabbos, and therefore, mitzad, the sender, it could be delivered before Shabbos or after Shabbos. It doesn't have to be delivered on Shabbos itself. Therefore, it's going to be mutter. The question is, what if you do specify that it be delivered on Shabbos, or you overnight it, and you know that if you're doing it on Friday, you know that it's going to be delivered on Shabbos. So before we tackle this particular question, we should point out, and this is the way the Paiskim assume Lamaisa, that if you, in fact, send it on Thursday, you send the letter on Thursday, and it's the type of letter that should be is going to be delivered in 2 days. That means it's going to be delivered officially on Shabbos. So many places can say that you could be mekel. Why? Because even though mitzad the contract, it's supposed to be delivered on Shabbos, nevertheless, in many cases, they don't actually wait until Shabbos to do the delivery. They'll deliver it on Friday. And the arrangement is only that they don't have till Sunday to deliver it. They have to deliver it by Shabbos. But in truth, they could deliver it before Shabbos, which is many times the case. Therefore, you're not considered being kaveh melachtoi, and it usually will be mutter. The question is, what if it's not a delivery that's limited to a two-day delivery that's being done on Thursday. Rather, you on Friday go to the post office and have it FedExed overnight when you certainly know that it will take place on Shabbos. What's the halacha in such a case? So this is the subject of a tremendous machlekes apayiskim. And we will try to explain the tzdadim of the shaila. Now, as a hakdama, we should point out an interesting discussion about the isser of kaveya melachtei. So we have a kablan, you're not allowed to be kaveya melachtei for him to specifically do the melach for you on Shabbos. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva regarding a stockbroker. If let's say you give the stockbroker the following instruction, and you say that if the stock reaches this price, then I want you to buy, and you don't specify that it be done on Shabbos, but you specify that if it reaches a specific price, then he should sell, or that he should do something, he should buy, is this considered kaveya melachtei if it goes up to that price on Shabbos? If he sells for you on Shabbos, is this considered kaveya melachtei since you specify that if it reaches that price, he should sell? So, this is in fact a machlekes apayiskim. Some apayiskim say that it should be mutar because you are not being kaveya melachtei on Shabbos. You're not being kaveya that he do the work for you on Shabbos. Therefore, it's mutar. However, Ramosha Lamai says machmer because he says that since you specify that if it reaches that price, you should sell, in that case, it's considered kaveya melachtei if he in fact sells because it reaches that point on Shabbos, since you did specify that if it were to reach this point, you should sell. So, again, that would be considered, according to Rav Moshe, kaveya melachtei b'Shabbos. If it's an automated system where you arrange that if it reaches a certain price, so it automatically should be sold, is this mutter if it takes place on Shabbos? So many poskim in this case, me'ikar din armeikel, because they say that you're not violating amir l'akum, you're not instructing anyone to do the sale for you. It's automated, and many places can say that since you're not trying to have the sale specifically take place on Shabbos, it's taking place mitzad the system, and you're not arranging specifically that you want Shabbos to be the day that it gets sold. Therefore, many places, including the Marshag, is mekel, are mekel, and they say that it's not considered kaveh melachta b'Shabbos. At any rate, let's get back to our shiloh about the overnighting of the letter. So there's a Machzi Elio, and he says that it's mutter, even though you know that it's going to be delivered on Shabbos, and ostensibly it should be kaveya melachta b'Shabbos, which ostensibly should be aser, it nevertheless is going to be mutter, and he presents two reasons. Number one, says the Machzi Elio, in many cases, the non-Jew anyways has to reach that destination because they have other letters to deliver to that particular place. In other words, if let's say you are sending a letter to a company, an office building, so he says in many cases, the company or FedEx is anyways going to have to drive to that place because they have other letters to deliver to that location. Therefore, says the Machzi Elio, if in fact that is the case, that they anyways have to go there, so what's the violation of Amir La'akum in this case? That you're causing him to drive, which is a malacha? He anyways is driving to that point. If he, in fact, is anyways driving to that place, so you're not causing him to do so, so it's not Amir La'akum mitzad, the isser of driving. Elomai, you're going to say that it's also mitzad hoitza, because he's going mirshus ha-rabim, lirshus ha-yochid. He argues, well, if, in fact, he anyways is going, so mitzad you, what you want him to do is take it straight from the factory and deliver it to his house. That's from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim is only Asur Midrabanan, according to the way we paskin. From one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim is only considered an Isur Midrabanan. Therefore, he says, you have a tziruf to be mekel. Why? Amir L'Akum itself is only Midrabanan. If you're telling him to do an Isser Midrabanan, that's also still going to be Usser. However, in this case, he anyways is doing the Haitzah. If he anyways has to deliver letters to that location, so he anyways is going to violate Haitzah Mirshus Yochel, Lirshus Yochel, Derech Shus Rabin, because he has to deliver the letters to the other people that have to be delivered. The other letters that have to be delivered to that location. Elomai, he's going and doing haitzah for you in a haitzafa, and it's marbe b'shiurin. Okay, so he's being more mitzi because of you, so it's ribe b'shiurin. But amir la'akum b'makum, where you have, number one, only an isser d'rabbanon over shiachat shiachat derech shisram, plus it's ribe b'shiurin, in that case, we could be mekel. So if it's amir la'akum to do shiachat derech shisram, plus it's only a case of ribe b'shiurin together, we could be mekel. That's the first svara that the Machzor Eliyahu presents as to why it should be mutter. Number two, he says, there's a tremendous yesod from the Chavos Yoyer, which is a well-known piece in the Chavos Yoyer, where he says that even though there's an Isser D'Rabbanan on Shabbos called Amir La'akum, Amira La'amira is mutter. To tell one Jew, to tell another Jew, is considered something that's not included in Amir La'akum, for a very simple reason. The yesod of Amir La'akum is that if a non-Jew does something on your behalf, it's like he's your shliach. He's like he's your agent, and it's ki'ilu you yourself did it. However, if he sends a different shliach to perform the malacha, so the malacha is not being done as an agency of the mishaleach, the Jew, rather of the, it's considered the agency of the sender, which is the guy. If it's amira l'amira, according to the Chavos Yoyer, it's mutter. Now, the Avodah Zarah Gershuni and other Achronim disagree in their Machmer, and they say that Amir La Amira is Osir, because the Maitz is Daber Dover, it is considered Dibor that's Osir on Shabbos. Even if it's from one non-Jew to another non-Jew, it's still going to be Osir. And the Mishnah Berurah, the Maitz is Machmer, B'Shem the Rajbo, he brings Rishonim that are Mavur that it's Osir. And L'Chadchila, we are, in fact, machmer, only mokum hatchak, mokum hatzirich. We use this as a tzirif lahakul. However, he says, the Chassam Sofer writes, that if what you do is amir l'amira on Erev Shabbos, if you tell the first non-Jew on Erev Shabbos to take care of your melacha, plus you don't specify which non-Jew he should instruct to perform the melacha, you don't tell him which non-Jew should be used as his agent to do the malacha, in that case, the Chassam Sofer is mekel. So if you employ the first non-Jew on Erev Shabbos, and you don't specify which non-Jew to use as his agent, you just say, get the job done, in that case, the Chassam Sofer is mekel. So again, says the Machzor Eliyahu, in our case, you have Amir La'amira, and it's being done on Erev Shabbos, and you're not specifying which non-Jew should be employed for the shlichus. Therefore, he says, we have a second heter to be mekel. So those are his two reasons that he presents to be mekel in this case of the overnight sending of the letter. Number one, it's amir la'akum to do something that's only an iser d'rabbon of v'shiyoch t'v'shiyoch derech shesurabim b'mokum riba b'shiyurin, plus it's amir la'amira in a case where it's being done on Erev Shabbos without a specific agent to be used, therefore he is mekel even l'chatchila. However, many paiskim are machmir. For instance, they suggest that there's no din of amir la'amira to be mekel in this case. Why? Because if you employ a company to do something on your behalf, you're not merely instructing the person who answers the phone, and you're not telling him, go ask a different non-Jew who works in your company to do the malacha on your behalf, so it's amir la'amira. That's not really what's going on. You're instructing the entire company to do the malacha on your behalf, and the entire unit of the company is considered your agent as one guy, and thus included in amir la'akum. It's not amir la'amira, it's one company as a whole doing your malacha for you, and therefore it's not necessarily amir la'amira. That's number one. Number two, if you just send them some instruction, I want you to send this letter to this and this location, so they just pass on the number of your instruction to the next non-Jew who works for them, and it's like you, with your order, are instructing the next non-Jew directly to do the malacha. It's not like the first non-Jew is instructing the second non-Jew. You sign, you get a number that you give to them, And he passes it on to the next employee working for the company, and he, the recipient, gets your directive explicitly directed at him to deliver it to the recipient. Therefore, not necessarily is considered amir la amiro, it's considered perhaps like the first non-Jew is just passing on your instruction to the second non-Jew, and the second non-Jew is receiving your instruction directly, and therefore not considered amir la amiro, but rather amir la'akum. So these are the two reasons why many Paiskim argue with the Machzeh Eliyahu. And halacha l'maisa, most Paiskim say that b'shas ha-tzorech, makom ha-tchach, there is certainly a makom to be mekel. However, mistama, it's better l'chatchila to be machmer.